The bald man sent his half-full glass crashing to the ground in protest. He pointed to Paul.
Don't think I don't see what you're doing, making him trust you before you...
Oh, shut up, someone from the crowd shouted.
Speech,
another said, and others repeated, speech. At the bar, Janice stood from the toothless man's lap. She held the man's thigh to keep herself from falling over, and the man nearly fell off his stool in excitement. She said with a cup above her head,
You have been kind to us, town of desolation. May you reap what you sow.
She raised her glass even higher and poured the contents down her throat. Everyone cheered. She followed with a belch that shook the room, and the people cheered louder.
Disgusting! The bald man shouted. You're all disgusting!
He leaned toward Paul and pointed.
You most of all!
The crowd parted for him, and he stormed up the stairs to the surface. Paul frowned. One misunderstanding, and now he had himself an enemy. It was exhausting to always be seen as a bad guy. It forced him to work that much harder in portraying himself as the honest, hard-working, good guy he was.
One slip, and now he's out to get me. Can't I catch a break?
An older, scrawny man was sitting at a table beside where Paul stood. He held a few cards in his hands and said without looking,
Doesn't trust outsiders, but who can blame him? Had his head nearly blown right off.
From a stranger in town?
The man played his cards.
Nah, it was his neighbor Jimmy, but he don't believe that.
That Jimmy was something else, see? A fatter man said across the table. He scoffed at the cards the man played and set his own on top of them.
He was a tough son of a gun and crazy as a rabid rabbit. I swear he must have hung from that tower half the day before he croaked.
What do you mean? Paul asked.
The skinny man chortled.
We strung him up. Took the whole town to get that noose on. He was a real danger, so we provocated the town law. By order of communal agreement, justice may be served. And boy, did we! What a hoot!
Paul paled.
How often has the town provocated?
The fat man leaned closer.
That's not how you use that word, son.
Ah, give him a break. He's just a kid, Linus.
The skinny man scratched at his sweaty neck.
It don't happen often, though we get the itch more during the summer when we've been cooped in. I damn near had Linus put up.
Forgive and forget, see? That's what this town is all about. It's all for the good of the town.
Paul tried to hide behind his drink. He nodded slowly. If that was law, then he better be on his best behavior.
He was already trying to think of ways to stay in their good graces. Was working on the water tower enough? What if someone started to listen to the bald man and thought he was the handyman? The sooner he could prove himself, the better. This was already proving to be a fruitful stay. He'd hate to botch it now.
Janice stumbled into his shoulder and started swaying him side to side. Most of his drink splashed onto his shirt. She was singing to no music.
He'll cut you down, blow up your town, and...
She looked around at the others cross-eyed. Her head drooped back, and she drunkenly blurted,
And force you into a life of minimalism!
She cackled. Paul grabbed her before she could topple to the floor.
How much have you drunk?
She gurgled.
Only
The scrawny man grinned.
A little goes a long way with Wanky's shine.
I love Wanky,
she breathed into Paul's face.
Marry me?
I think I better get her to bed.
Is that a yes?
Come on.
Paul handed his cup back to the woman who gave it to him. There's still a little left. She downed it and chewed on the locust at the bottom.
All right, Janice. Paul said, Don't make this harder than it needs to be. She reached for someone else's cup, but missed. Paul held her arms to brace her and to keep her from taking any more moonshine until they reached the narrow steps. Janice crawled up the stairs on all fours, and Paul opened the door to the hot day. Janice hissed.
Come on.
Paul pulled her up, and they stumbled back to the dilapidated house.